Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
As you've heard, Ekasinomics is our next feature that we're going to tap into. And this is where we speak to phenomenal entrepreneurs, individuals on the ground from all aspects of life, regardless of their geographic location. Ultimately, they continue to contribute to the economy, either with businesses which have had a formidable rally and run for decades on end, or new businesses that are new and fresh in terms of their approach and innovative solutions that they bring about, but of course are spearheaded by individuals who are well capacitated with the business acumen to lead them. And tonight we speak to one such individual who has had a phenomenal journey, not only being an entrepreneur, working in corporate, going back to entrepreneurship, going back to corporate, and now coming back to the world and realm of entrepreneurship. If anything, she certainly knows how things do operate in terms of keeping businesses capacitated and growing. Space Fanatics is a newly established property turnkey project management firm, primarily focusing on a design, built environment, and of course, other aspects, not only construction focused, but space design, and how it is that these spaces really do create the kind of experiences that we'd like to enjoy. Kalani Ntuli, co-founder of Space Fanatics, joins us now for more. Kalani, welcome to the show. Such a pleasure to have you.
Hello, Gugu. It's so great to speak to you again. I think this is the first time, the third time you and I have chatted over the last 4 or 5 years, maybe.
Yeah.
And actually, this is the first time I haven't been in studio. So,
Oh,
I wish I was there with you, but I hear you're in Cape Town.
Definitely. You and I both. I'm all the way in Cape Town, soaking up coldy conditions instead of the warm sunlight in Joburg. But I must tell you, the weather has been rather forgiving today, at least. But as you mentioned, this conversation for the third time, Kalani, I read your post and I actually thought about it. And I thought, this is really refreshing because it helps us understand that the journey of entrepreneurship really is an ever-evolving one, right? We've previously spoken to you as the head of Yalu, a credit life insurance business. You then made your way into a corporate job and now coming back to introduce Space Fanatics to us. Let's just contextualize that journey because it's a lived reality for many South Africans who go through various phases and I guess a portfolio of careers that they're able to expand upon.
Yeah, I think no one individual, particularly one that is, career focused, can claim to have a linear line from, you know, when they first started that career all the way to becoming, I don't know, executive at some other corporate. And for me, that's been the experience. I think one of the things that has occurred to me, which wasn't something I had actually even thought about before, is that I'm an entrepreneur at heart. The Yalu journey was an exciting one, but at the time I thought I was just dabbling in something that wasn't necessarily my calling. And, you know, starting Space Fanatics has been a very, very different journey, very different, and a very personal one as well. And one of the things that occurred to me is that actually this is probably my fourth or fifth entrepreneurship journey. Just the other ones, I was in employment when I was doing them, while as these two, I've actually focused at least for the time being full-time on them, specifically Space Fanatics now. That is not to say, however, from a career advancement perspective, that I would never go back to corporate. I think as individuals in the country who are lucky enough to have had exposure both in entrepreneurship and in corporate, we have a duty to not just focus our skill set in corporate environments, but to spread them into entrepreneurship and small businesses that can ultimately create employment, because employment is a problem for this country. So if I can take my skill set and my talent and apply it to a small business that's going to employ 20 people, I should actually do that because I'm contributing to the economy. And then, of course, I can always go back to corporate if the need arises.
100%. And I think that's really important for all of us to learn and understand, is that these dynamics do shift and they do change. And there's absolutely no harm in actually fully flexing on the talent and capabilities that you have. But let's talk Space Fanatics. Just listening to the name and the title of this business, it sounds quite intriguing. You're not out in space or the universe,
are you? It is so exciting for me. Particularly because I have a passion, actually I call it more of an obsession, around spaces, interior spaces. I'm creating functionality, beautiful functionality, evoking emotion using spaces. It was born out of that passion, out of that obsession that I had been ignoring for a very long time. that came knocking sometime at the end of last year, and I couldn't ignore anymore. Mm-hmm. And this business is really about partnering with customers who are going through, incidentally, the build journey, or even the remodeling, or even the redesign of their properties. It is a turnkey project management business, actually. That's what it is. So we partner with customers on their journey to ensure that we remove the angst. If you speak to anyone who has built anything or who has renovated anything, the one thing they'll always say is, oh my God, that was a terrible experience. I'm never doing it again.
Yeah.
So the aim for us is to really pull that out of the experience. So what we do is we find the client and then we put teams around them. So in the last 8 months, maybe 8 months is a stretch, maybe let's say 5 months, the focus for us has been identifying the specialists throughout the build value chain, whether it is an architect or a structural engineer or an electrician or a tiler, you know, identifying the people who've got the skill sets, but also who've got the correct, legal requirements, who meet the correct legal requirements. We've onboarded those people as what we call our key partners. And once we have identified a client and really spend some time understanding the needs of that client, we put the right team from these vetted individuals to actually carry out the project. Uh-huh. So we basically act as the client throughout the project, and we ensure that the quality is correct, that it meets the needs of the client. And I think the most important part actually of this process is where we sit with the client and start to understand how they want to exist in this space and how they want this space to make them feel, and interpret that into a space that operates functionally correctly, but also actually ultimately makes them feel that way. And so we've got clients at the moment who, you know, one particular client, for example, is looking to do an additional flat for an Airbnb, but they are very specific about the fact that they want to attract international clients, not necessarily local clients. And so for that particular client, we're doing a lot of work kind of researching international trends. So what's happening in New York? What are flats looking like? The loft life, what's happening in the Scandinavian countries, that we can bring that in, and ultimately creating an answer to that particular request that the client has.
Mm-hmm. And I'm also looking at your website, and this is quite a full spectrum, essentially, of services that you do provide for many of your clients. And I can imagine there are also particular nuances that as a business you do need to account for or defend against. In my mind, I'm thinking about not only the regulatory requirements that you've touched on in terms of the professionals, but even delays in the supply chain, looking at perhaps mm-hmm. goods and where you import them from, the kind of partners that you happen to source from. So how have you, I guess, capacitated yourself in order to navigate through some of these challenges?
Yeah, look, I think for us, we're really all about supporting local South African businesses. It's incidental that you've actually had a cash built lady come on right. just before mm-hmm. me. So the truth of the matter is, almost anything that you find overseas that you want to export in, you can find a version of that in South Africa. So the thing that we want to start with and focus on, going back to my issue around, you know, creating employment and improvement of the South African economy, is can we source it in South Africa? Mm-hmm. And if we can, we will identify it, we will negotiate for it, we will build whatever relationship we need to build with the supplier to make sure that our client has it. So over and above the specialists that I've spoken about that we have onboarded, who are our key partners, we have built and we're starting to build relationships with suppliers that provide these bespoke pieces. Because some clients will want or will need, sometimes clients don't know what they want, but we will always kind of talk to them about what they need. A very specific type of tile or a very specific type of wooden flooring. And when that happens and when we've identified that, we put all our effort into finding the right quality, because I think one of the things that has become an issue around the build industry and construction in particular. And the thing that makes the loudest noise and makes it on the controversial shows is always the quality, you know. For us, it is absolutely essential that we ensure the quality. And so the best part about partnering with Space Fanatics is that where the builder has started, for example, and they get to a certain level, some clients will say, then they took my money and ran. It's Space Fanatics you're holding accountable. So we will put another one of our builders that we've partnered with on that project to complete it. Yeah. Whether we're not happy with a certain builder or a certain, you know, installer in the quality, we call them out to correct it, or we move them out of the project and find somebody who can actually complete the work. So quality for us, not just in terms of the products and how we source them, but in terms of the actual final product that we deliver to the client, their experience, as well as the end product is critical.
100%. If you've just joined us, we are in conversation with Xalani Ntuli, who joins us as the founder of Space Fanatics, a business which, as you can tell, operates within the architectural environment, of course, design in terms of adequate use of space and providing turnkey solutions in order to help businesses, individuals, and anyone really who's looking to do something with their particular space to make sure that there's simplicity, transparency, and peace of mind in terms of how they deliver their services. Xalani, I'm so glad that you've given us some context as to how you've capacitated the business, have the necessary service providers to come on board. But help us understand some of the spaces that you might be working on now and the clientele that you are looking to interact with.
My goodness, it's so exciting because it's such a variety of different clients that we have. For example, I've spoken about the client who is doing an Airbnb on their existing property. We have a client who has bought an older home, who brought us over to, you know, and had us over at the house to look at this property, who's actually wanting to gut it completely and even wants to include an outdoor kitchen, believe it or not. And, you know, for that particular one, I remember quite well because even the first engagement with that particular client was spent not necessarily speaking about, you know, the changes they want to make in the house, but just engaging them over a cup of tea, over breakfast that made us breakfast, and getting to observe how they exist in the space versus how they want to exist. Coming back to them and saying, this is what we've heard you say. Is this correct? And even before we can start to identify the right partners, having them say, yes, this is what we said. Let's add this on. Let's take that off. We've got clients, for example, who are looking just for design or architectural services. So what we have done is we have been clear about the fact that our service can be modularized if necessary. So if you want to engage us just to find you the right architect, because all you need for now is the architectural designs, we will provide that, just that service. If you want us to start to get involved where there's already architect plans and you just want us to implement that, we can get involved in that. I think one of the things for me that I have found as we engage with clients most interesting is there's almost always an expectation of, oh my goodness, a project manager, that means it's going to be more expensive.
Yes.
But in actual fact, it's quite the opposite. And let me tell you why. Project managers are there not necessarily to steal your money. They're actually there, at least from a Space Fanatics perspective, to ensure that your project is delivered on time, first of all, and on budget. When your project is delivered on time, it's going to save you money because the more days builders and other providers on site, the more costlier it becomes, right?
Gotcha.
The other thing is we play an advisory role. So sitting and understanding what you need, what the space, you know, the space you want to create, how it's meant to make you feel, helps us to advise you on actually, you know, you may be overthinking this. So, for example, let's say you're saying, I want to be able to stand up on my balcony and see my pool. So I want to have, because I want to see the pool, I want to have a glass balustrade. A glass balustrade is going to cost you maybe 5-6 times more than what a wire balustrade might cost you, for example. So our role is to also find solutions for you that will be correct for your pocket, but serve you with the need or at least the feeling that you want the space to give you. So Ultimately, the point is, if we're delivering projects correctly at the right quality and on time, we should be saving the client money. For example, we had a client who had already gotten architectural plans and who had gotten the quote already.
Yeah.
For a very small space, they had been completely overcoated by almost 300,000 rand. Ooh. When we sat with that client, we could sit and say to them, here are the opportunities where you can save. Either your space has been completely over-designed for what you needed to do, or the kind of elements or finishes your architect is suggesting are way over the top for what you need. So I think that is the role of space fanatics in this value chain, to ensure that ultimately the client walks away not feeling like they've been done under, but rather feeling like, you know what, I would recommend those guys to the next person any day.
Definitely needed, especially given the experience that many South Africans have had with service providers. Yep. When it comes to architectural products, right? And projects.
Absolutely.
Rather. Kialane, we're going to have to wrap it up because we are under pressure for time, but I can imagine there might be many potential clients and customers who are listening. Where can we find you and how do we reach you for further details?
Firstly, thank you for the opportunity for featuring Space Fanatics on your show.
Oh, seems as though the line just cut there regarding Space Fanatics. But that was a conversation with Kialane Ntuli, who's the co-founder of Space Fanatics. As you know, we typically do profile entrepreneurs and on the show here to give us some details about their shows, or rather their businesses, and of course how best it is that we are able to profile them. So we will be sharing some details regarding Space Fanatics. If you do want further details, they do have a website available that I have been on and that you can also access. It's spacefanatics.co.za. Just exactly like that, spacefanatics.co.za. And of course, as we continue to do with many entrepreneurs we profile here on the show, more than happy to welcome and support them in terms of their drive and initiative, right? And making the circle bigger, really, as we continue to highlight that entrepreneurs continue to be the bloodline of entrepreneurship and employment in South Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.